This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It's shaping up to be a busy recess for House Democrats involved in the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff has told members of his panel to be ready to return to Washington during the two-week break. Depositions have been lined up for a number of State Department officials before two other committees, and Schiff tells ABC's This Week his committee wants to hear from others, especially those cited in the whistleblower complaint.
Look at the courage that he or she has demonstrated. And follow that example, because we are dependent on people of good conscience coming forward.
Schiff says they haven't decided yet to call President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani tells ABC's This Week that if he's asked, it would be up to Trump.
If he decides that he wants me to testify, of course I'll testify.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
AP's Matt Small says President Trump is lashing out his Democrats as they march toward an impeachment vote.
In a series of tweets last night, President Trump says he deserves to meet the person behind the whistleblower complaint, someone he calls his accuser, as well as whoever gave that person what the president says was largely incorrect information. Trump also accuses Democrats of doing great harm to the country, all in an effort to destabilize the nation and the 2020 election.
That is AP's Matt Small. Former Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's Conservative Party has won the snap election he called when his government collapsed. With most of the votes counted, the People's Party won 37% of the vote. Kurz's government collapsed in May after a video emerged showing leaders of his coalition partner cozying up to Russian oligarchs. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. More than 20,000 Russians rallied in Moscow on Sunday